You know, the irony is we bring it back here to Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium on a day where the Wofford bench scores 33 points. I always turn to Tom and say, we got to get BJ on one of the – BJ's like the leading scorer, but we always have somebody who has a psycho game that we figure we're not going to get on again. But you know what? About halfway through the game, Tom and I looked at each other and said, it will be BJ Mack today, and what a game for you. More importantly, BJ, what a game for this team, knocking off first-place Samford after they had their way with you guys down in Birmingham. How much was that weighing on you guys as you prepared for this one?
We knew that we owed them one from when we played them in Samford. They feed off of their crowd and their home crowd just like any home team would. So we knew coming in that we had to prepare better and just handle the chaos that they caused a lot.
You guys are, the last several games, I mean, you're really sharing the ball. And I think that's something, you've been here a long time. You know, that's Wofford basketball. And is that something that just is coming with you guys getting used to playing with each other more? Or just, and just what's the key right now to everybody contributing and the number of assists we're seeing?
Just, like you said, everybody getting used to playing with each other. We're like the 12th youngest team in the country. So everybody coming in and getting used to playing with each other, and you see how it's working now. Everybody's making shots. Everybody's having fun.
BJ, I know you went over 1,000 for your college basketball career. Huge honor. You went over 1,000 for your Wofford career today. So, you know, personal accolades aside, I know that you care more about wins, but that's a special accomplishment now that you could do. They said, I've done it twice now. I did it once for my whole career, but I also got 1,000 points just here at Wofford. Does that mean something to you?
It means a lot. I credit all my teammates for when I was playing at South Florida and here at Wofford. They truly helped me transform my game.
I don't want to jinx anything, but you've been insane from the free throw line. And then Pab, too. You know, I've noticed that when one or two guys start to go on a little run, everybody starts to feed off that. All of a sudden, you know, guys are switching free throws that are, you know, 60% free throw shooter. Masai had a great game at the line the other night at Chattanooga. Is that a mental game that you have to play with yourself, or you just get up there and, man, give me the ball, let me take one dribble and shoot it without even thinking about it?
It's just for me personally, my dad always told me, hey, you got to focus on free throws. You can't be like Shaq from free throw line. So anytime I just go up there, I just start thinking about that. Hey, I got to have a good free throw routine, good free throw set. But we practice that every day in practice, so that comes down.
Do you work with Kyler a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We for sure do.
We're going to get them there. We're going to get them there one day. I know.
Hey, are y'all going to make the coaches keep wearing suits?
I think so. It's a good luck charm. We 2-0 with them.
2-0 with the suits. Yeah. We'll see what happens. The other thing, you start the second half of the conference schedule today. This one sends a message to the league that, hey, you know, maybe didn't go exactly the way we want to the first half, but you better watch out for the Terriers.
For sure. For sure it does. It shows that we was a young team at the beginning, fighting through a whole bunch of conflict. But the more this season goes on and we stick with each other, it's going to be a scary sight for the SoCon for us.
Great game.
All right, BJ, we appreciate it.